You're listening to Insight on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. The politics of Sacramento and Washington, D.C. are in many ways radically different. But every year, the business community works to make a connection through what's called the cap-to-cap trip, meaning capital to capital. So hundreds of leaders from the region make the trip, and they're just back from this year's journey. Peter Tatishi is in the studio to talk about it. He is the CEO of the Sacramento Metro Chamber, which sponsors the program. Hi, Peter.
Good morning.
Glad to talk with you again. And here with us, too, is West Sacramento City Councilwoman Babs Sandin. She was part of the delegation and a vice chair for the program. Hi, Babs. Glad to have
Morning.
You also. So, Peter, I understand that this was the largest delegation in 10 years. Do you think that's saying something about political interest and engagement right now?
I absolutely do think that our region understands that with the changes that are happening in Washington, D.C., that it's important that our region's voice be heard. And so I think people, you know, throughout, we've seen from the election and since the election, a desire to really make sure that we're keeping engaged and keeping on the issues. So I think people really wanted to step up and make sure that Sacramento and the greater Sacramento region was being heard in Washington.
Who made the trip? What was the personality of the group?
You know, actually, it was a very upbeat personality from the program. And what you saw was an excitement level of saying we can help show or be the example or the region across the country even that can show that we have a very diverse region. And so being able to have diverse politics come together and unify within one voice and take that message back to Washington, I think that was what kept everyone's spirits high, was that we are the right example for this country of how you can come together and do it right.
Babs, the state of California, though, has positioned itself in resistance to what the national agenda and direction has seemed to be. When you are taking your local message to Washington, D.C., is that fighting spirit present? Can you have a tone of resistance?
Well, the way in which the cap-to-cap program comes together, there's a lot of work done before we're in D.C. So there are committees that, I think we had 12 policy committees this year, work together for, almost 6 months to get the agenda together. So we're actually weaving in kind of issues here with the state and with the federal government so that we can be the most effective we can. But we work there and bring back a regional consistent message that then we can come home and work together on. So I just think we've had so much power in this process and the way we get organized. And it lasts year over year. We can actually see kind of the results of what we're doing together as a region.
So 12 policy teams, Peter, 360 people, and about 100 different asks
right.
in the various meetings. But there were some priorities in those asks.
That's right. So when you look at those 12 policy teams, there were three kind of overarching themes or issues that continued to surface. And one of those was a regulatory reform and rollback, looking at the different regulations that are affecting business, that are affecting even government. So and saying what's appropriate and what's necessary and what are the opportunities for the federal government to either step back a little bit or even change how it does business to help our region. And so a prime example is our situation with the Oroville Dam. Mm-hmm. There are federal regulations on how we can, on what we would have to do to actually repair that are hindering our ability to move quickly in those repairs. And so we're asking the federal government to say, in some of these situations, it really doesn't make sense to keep these regulations in place when we have these kind of disasters or situations that need to move quickly. So regulatory reform was a big theme that went back with us as a priority issue.
Can I pause you right there? So tell me how that comes up. Who did you talk to about that, and how
sure.
did the ask happen?
So we met with EPA, we met with Bureau of Reclamation, we met with Army Corps of Engineers. So we met with all of the folks that have regulatory responsibilities to talk about these needs. And then we also elevated it with our members of Congress and committee members. So we meet beyond our six or five members of Congress that represent our capital region. We then also meet with the committees of jurisdiction to help them understand, as they are the lawmakers problems that we're experiencing to see if they can help us in rolling back some of these regulations. So we met with the Transportation Infrastructure Committee. We met with the Ways and Means Committee. We met with the Appropriations Committee to all talk about these issues. So when we look at this, we did over 250 meetings on the Hill and with the administration to help them understand all of the different priorities.
Babs, is your recruiting for this trip, though, it's pretty open in who can come and join.
Right.
Are you organizing people by their interests, then, in terms of the meetings or their specialty area of expertise?
That's right. So folks do sign up for either a primary committee or one committee only, and sometimes folks sign up for two, and sometimes we do meetings where two committees come together because there's some alignment. For this year, I was on the Flood Protection Committee, so as Peter was mentioning, had meetings with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers as well as Congresswoman Matsui and Congressman Barra. But folks do sign up, so it's varied. So for instance, we had not only elected officials, we had folks, consultants that might do work, lawyers that do work in flood protection, engineers. It was a really, really robust team. So we brought a lot of kind of diverse background to the table. And I think that actually has real impact when we're going to DC and we're meeting with an agency, and it's not only folks that are elected officials meeting, kind of, you know, giving some direction or something. It's more robust. There's more kind of, it shows the depth of our region and the interest in a really great way.
Ultimately, though, you're looking for results.
Right.
So if we use this as the example and you're hoping for a change in policy and regulations, what indication were you given that might happen? And you want to see that in actual votes, don't you?
We want to see it in votes. We want to see it in executive orders, anything that can help us in those processes. So, on the Oroville situation, we really want to make sure that, that we can have some exemptions looked at. I mean, it's important to protect our environment, but in those catastrophic situations, for something that's already been built, so it's not as if it's a new build, but treating it as if it is a new build versus a repair and making us go through, jumping through hoops and some of the hurdles that just add on costs and delays, those things should be expedited. And so we've asked for those things, and we're hoping that we can have some rollback on that. And then one of our other top priority issues was infrastructure investment, and we've actually been carrying this for about, pretty much every year we go back. But one of the things that we got great news of while we were back there was in the omnibus bill that was announced last Monday. The streetcar project for Sacramento was named for $50 million.
Oh, really?
For the first time actually named in it. We've had funding for streetcar projects across the country, but for our project itself, and we've been carrying that policy for 5 years now, as an ask and a push. And so, again, it's year over year building the interest across the country to say that making Sacramento's project a priority, that's how those things come alive. We've got great advocates. The mayor of West Sacramento is a phenomenal advocate for that program. SACOG has been very invested. But when you also then have the whole region coming back and speaking on that issue, these opportunities come to life, and we're able to capitalize on them because we're back there speaking with that one voice.
You're listening to Peter Tatishi from the Sacramento Metro Chamber and Babs Sandine, the executive director of the YOLO Community Foundation and a West Sacramento City Council member. They were among the delegates in this year's Cap to Cap trip to Washington, D.C., which is really a power trip. You did all this in 3 days, right?
We flew back on Saturday and then spent 3 days on the Hill and in Washington just advocating for our region.
When you met with Senator Kamala Harris, tell me about the conversation, the tone, and what you think might come out of that.
So we weren't able to meet directly with her. We were able to meet with her chief of staff. We did meet with Senator Feinstein herself. But Senator Harris was very interested, especially in her flood control and water issues. Her chief of staff actually said that it would be a priority for him to see that the senator come out to the Sacramento region and actually understand our issues in a greater way. And that's some of the value that us or the region going back to Washington, the invitation for the capital to capital is a two-way program. So it's us going back to the nation's capital, but then inviting the nation's capital to come back to Sacramento. And so, you know, we know that that ask and that, that reality, I mean, we've already, he even asked, do we have access to helicopters? Do we have access to give aerials? And we have all of those things through SAFCA and other groups where we can help inform our senator, on the priorities of the capital region. So, Senator Harris was, her chief staff was very engaged on these issues, met with all 12 of our policy teams and our leadership team to really dive deeply into, what's going on in this region.
When you get that kind of a question back, do you have a helicopter available?
Right.
You must get really excited and try not to show it, right?
We always have restraint, but we walk out kind of high-flying in the hallways. So,
and I wasn't in a meeting with her, but I heard the same.